You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. To Exploding Dice, your Geek IO live play role-playing podcast. I am CJ. I got a sandwich boat to my immediate right because we're recording this at Dragon Con. Is Rachel with a sprite boat?
Heyo.
To her right is Raul fidgeting with dice.
Hello.
To his right we have Felix, Broomkiller.
I have no sandwich.
Good. Well, yeah, you're on a boat, not a submarine.
Yeah.
To his right, we have returning. He was so active last episode. Delbert disappearing act, Sand.
I'm like Batman, only without all the cool toys.
Or the money.
Or the money. or the good looks.
Or the good looks. Or the women.
Or the cars. Well,
or cars. I'm pretty much just.
I mean, I just had a philanderer and disappearing bat.
To his right, we have Carrie. Doesn't have a sandwich, Wilcox.
I don't have a sandwich, but Rachel gave me a cookie.
There's that.
And as we all know, the quickest way to Carrie's heart is cookies.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
And to her right, we have the GDDM, Josh.
Yeah.
Cookies McGrath.
I mean, let's be fair. If not for the cookies, I never would have stood a chance. Especially after that last show.
I'm sputtering him up. It's okay. I know how to stay alive in this game.
Staying alive. But yeah, so last time on a briefer episode of Exploding Dice, the crew got a little more familiar with each other, got into the swing of things on their shiny new ship, and there was a .5 that you may have enjoyed by this point that... no doubt delighted and wowed everyone with the amazing stories that were being told. And, God, I never saw that death coming.
Yeah, I mean, it confirmed a ship. It sunk another one. Aww. Like, there's now canonical ships that didn't exist before. Then the other one just couldn't make it. Just nothing happened there.
And when that unicorn showed up, holy crap.
Right?
Did we skip him?
He was majestic.
AF.
Thought it was a tricorn.
It must have been that point that I blacked out. I don't remember any of this.
And that's why you're no longer on the ship.
Oh, okay. See you later.
Bye, Felix. It was nice having you. Good luck walking back to Texas.
Fuck that.
But, nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, make Felix twitch again.
Oh, God. Don't.
Let's roll.
Transform and roll out. So, we have an unfortunate epidemic of animated brooms on the ship.
Fuck's sake.
There was just one broom.
No, it would be like 12.
Did you really?
Has like 15
no, he's succeeded on two at this point. The first one is technically on its third life. We don't really know how many lives brooms have. Hopefully, it's not one for every hair.
I say it's gonna be. It's like a Time Lord now. It's just gonna eventually come out as Peter Capaldi, like
with a handlebar mustache.
Yes, a broom mustache.
Yeah. A literal handlebar mustache.
And then he really switches genders.
The bristliest of mustaches.
Don't get swept away now.
All right. We'll clean up our act.
Oh, this place is such a mess.
It's actually not. Yeah, I mean, despite the fact that he keeps animating brooms and they keep turning up in splinters in the morning, the ship's still surprisingly clean. You haven't really had a whole lot of issues with that.
Yeah, we got a Roomba.
That you keep killing
the Broomba. Aww,
quit killing the Broombas.
You only get one. Just one.
One Felix pun per recording.
But do they dance really amazingly to elevator music? Left and right? They got the whole sway down.
No, those are Goombas.
That was the joke. And you killed it.
No.
Like Felix killed those brooms.
Moving on.
Brooming on.
We're just going to sweep this one under the rug. But yeah, you guys are making your way across the seas. And on the evening of the fourth night, you all start having to hack apart the trees and surrounding buildings for supplies.
I was trying to make, I was going to make the Fortnite joke, but my mouth was full of sandwich.
I knew you would, so I did it for you.
I was going to say, like, I grab a shopping cart and push my friend around.
It's like we're the same person or something.
See, I didn't get the reference at first, so I was getting really confused. Like, why would we chop down that beautiful garden?
No, the garden is absolutely gorgeous if anybody's actually taken the time to wander through it. It's fully sustainable, has a lot of fresh fruit produce going through it, and a lot of really fascinating flowers. Nothing that anybody has actually seen anywhere on the Altaran Plains.
I've definitely tried to route through there going about my other duties and...
I mean, something on the ship you can catalog. I mean, exactly. There's fresh produce growing there, so it would probably make sure, you know, that, you know, no parasites or anything like that, despite the fact that obviously you found nothing so far. But yeah, it's also just a nice place to just kind of relax because it's quiet, it's tranquil. You can't even hear the roar of the ocean outside. Despite the fact that it's, you know, right there. But on the fourth night going into the fifth morning, if everybody would be so kind as to roll me a d20 and let me know what you get.
First roll on my shiny new dice tower.
17.
13.
Good God. 16.
5.
10.
Okay, so 5, 10.
Oh, wait.
I'm through. I'm 13.
I was going to say.
17.
17, 16, 13.
11. I'm rolling two.
Yes, you are. You are there, Delbert.
In spirit, yes.
No, he's there. He's there. We just haven't named him yet.
Yeah.
Our fearless leader has not stumbled across this random person to tell us.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, slightly unnecessary role, and I do apologize, Delbert. We're actually getting to you shortly, I promise. So don't worry, you didn't waste a great role. It's not like you got a 20 and then a 20 and then a 20. You haven't ruined your mojo for the entire night.
Getting it out early.
The death roll. Calibras and Valfreya and Acura.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourselves waking up.
There's three people. There's three people I noticed.
At some point during the night, you're not sure exactly when it is. You just know that it's dark. And you're not entirely sure why exactly. Something just wasn't sitting right. Valfreya, the only thing you can really tell about why you might be feeling slightly amiss is that you notice that despite it being fuck all middle of the night, Lisaya is on the deck of the ship.
Okay.
And as far as Akira's fantastic captain's quarters view...
Okay.
Of the ship at large, there's sort of a, I guess you could call it a light show going on deck.
Okay. Put on some loose ropes, grab my spear, and head upwards.
Yeah, Valfreya is going to come out in like a tank top and her pants with the blue coat over it.
As you start going up these stairs to the deck, and as you open your the door to your quarters, since you don't have to worry about that particular flight of stairs, it's one you can ignore for the rest of the ship.
Fuck these stairs.
You hear music playing through the air. If you'd like, you can make me a perception check.
Perception is not my best stat.
That sound is terrifying. I might not be able to use these dice in this tower.
I got a 12.
Oh, God.
18.
19.
Okay.
You hear that ka-chunk?
It's real. It's satisfying.
That's the sound of some really satisfying metal dice through a really satisfying wooden dice tower by the fantastic people at Wormwood. Support them. They're amazing.
Not sponsored. Please sponsor
us. Please, for the love of God, sponsor us.
Metal dice by Kraken Dice. We love you, too.
Not sponsored. Please sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
I rolled a 12.
You get the general gist of where it's coming from, but as far as Valfreya and Akira, it's relatively easy for Valfreya to make the assumption because you can just kind of figure it out. The music itself is actually coming from up in the crow's nest.
Okay.
If you look up, you see that Mizlin is leaning back against the edge of the crow's nest and is playing a flute.
Okay.
Oh.
And that is the source of the music. However, the source of the light show is, for some strange reason, and probably due in part because the music is playing, you see Lisae dancing on the deck. And it takes a moment to really see it in the still of the and darkness of the night. The moon isn't perfectly out tonight, but you can watch the wind shift and ripple around her, and you see that an unarmored version of Atmik is dancing with her.
And but everything otherwise looks fine.
No, it actually, you almost feel like it's something you shouldn't be watching.
Exactly.
It's a very slow, melodic song, and it is a very personal, not a, you know, grand palace style line dance for the lords and ladies to perform. This is a very sweeping, gentle movements back and forth.
Akira kind of looks at Belfreya.
She just kind of nods and puts her finger on her lips and
he
points
nods.
Back towards the quarters.
He nods.
I kick the door open. What's going on here? What's happening?
Do you really?
Yes.
I'm not fucking. That's 100% in character.
Yeah. After last night, like Akira and Valfrey are both.
Oh god, Josh is rolling.
Thankfully, Lisa has shit perception.
Well, Freya will whisper to you, obviously speaking up for microphone, but in character she's whispering, everything is fine. We can go back to sleep.
Take a look at the scene.
This is something we do not need to intrude on.
But
turn around.
Private movement.
Yeah, and I actually walk down with you guys instead of going to my quarters. It's weird, though. Like, nothing felt like it woke me up, but just kind of did. And then, I mean, admittedly, I would like to know more about Bizlin, but I didn't know he was a flute player.
Neither did I.
Did we notice anything, like, supernatural about, like, the music or anything like that?
It was very pretty. I mean, it was professional quality, I would say. It's not like it was the finest flute playing that you've ever heard in your life, but it was the sound of someone who has really poured heart and soul into what they're performing.
Man, I really need to get some, like, talented people here. That would be fantastic to learn more about people.
This is something personal.
Oh, clearly, but I wonder, it's weird to think that it's just coincidence that he's playing and she's out dancing.
He probably started playing and she wanted to dance with someone special to her.
I'm going to stay up for a bit and make sure nothing goes awry. Obviously, I'm not going to be intruding on their night, but I have a view of the deck from my quarters that I can make sure that I can keep an eye on everything. I sleep through the night. Like, I don't wake up at night at all, and it's weird that I woke up.
Yeah, it is.
Now that I'm awake, I'm just gonna go to the gardens and just sit there.
Yeah.
It's particularly beautiful at night. There are a few blooms up there that sort of reflect what ambient moonlight there is through the Ooh. Clouds. And if you had been in the gardens during the daytime, you would not have seen these blooms. They only blossom at night.
I want to see this shit.
Yeah.
I take an action to remember my comrades.
Aww.
But yeah, so as you guys go back to your own business, or going back to bed or falling into quiet contemplation or simply keeping an eye on things, it does continue for a while, Akira. And you'll actually watch as, after a while, a wave crashes to the edge of the ship and some of the water kind of spirals itself over onto the deck and changes the form of the wind that was spiraling around with her and gives it a slightly more solid, tactile feel. but they are obviously still very much dancing together. And as eventually the music starts to die down...
I don't have pre-science.
you watch as she presses her forehead to the water elemental's chest.
Okay. Yeah, at that point, I turn away. Like watching the scene, I'm like remarking on it. I'm like, I take note of its beauty and everything like that. She puts her head to his chest, and I immediately turn around. Yeah, like that. That is, it went from a beautiful scene to something very intimate. And I'm like, yeah, no. Windows closed. Turn around. Okay, that was a thing that I just witnessed. I do write it down in my journal, though.
But that is all that happens that night.
Okay.
Nothing else amiss happens. You know, you sleep soundly through the rest of the night. The only thing you can really figure is the reason you woke up was the sudden increase in the amount of energy channeling that was going on the deck of your ship.
Fair. So the rest of the crew didn't really miss anything.
Makes sense for us three since we're all heavy magic users.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Good thing Frank Wu didn't wake up.
Oh, Jesus.
Something's Hi, guys. How's it going?
Well, he probably would have just started sprinting towards the elemental with the sword.
Yeah, considering he didn't, like armor.
Get away from her!
So nobody else really missed anything, then.
And that was why...
Thank you, Carrie.
I was like, I don't get it. You missed? What?
We're just gonna wave it off.
Just need to stop. I'm foaming at the mouth right now.
I see the foam.
That was a good idea.
But the next day, as everyone is gathering in the mess hall for breakfast. Do you generally have the main members of your crew sitting with you at the captain's table for the morning meal?
Yeah, for the most part, especially for the morning meal, I do want everybody together, like, as a group. And that's something that I've developed over the last few days. And Jokido is particularly proud of his breakfasts. Like, it's certainly not Castle Cook dinner banquets. But he is quite happy with his breakfast meals.
Well, the thing is, banana stuffed French toast, please.
What's French?
Fine, banana stuffed toast.
The thing with Silva cooking is kind of in its own class, because while the actual techniques and preparations may not be the finest, you know, worthy of a king quality.
Yeah.
It is very much the kind of cooking where you taste just how much the person who prepared it for you cares.
Yeah. And Jokido is a morning man. Like, and he is. And he is like.
It is the epitome of soul cooking.
Yeah. And he is like. All of it is very, like, decadent and filling for breakfast. It's not. Probably not the most nutritious of everything, but he makes sure that you have a meal that is going to wake you up, put a pep in your step, and get you through the day. and something he's kind of, everybody, like, during breakfast the last couple of days, everybody's kind of spread out during there. And
look at the joke, you know?
You just love having to be, like, in the communal.
And yeah, like the second day in, Akira's looking at, like, flashback a couple days ago. He's like, I don't like this. Everybody, come up here. It's just kind of, yeah, it's like, what's everybody's...
family style.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Now you eat!
And yeah, Jokido absolutely is, like, coming through and, like, carrying two big platters of, like, deep-fried food and, like, three are hovering above his head, like...
Well, Freya makes sure that she is somewhere between Akira and Calabres.
But as you guys are finishing up breakfast and just sort of letting everything settle, Lisai does approach the table.
Lady Lisai, how can we help you?
Well, I know that you, Captain, are relatively new to our group of companions, but
yeah.
I have owed them something of an explanation. And this is something that you should hear as well as the captain of the ship, so that you do not think ill or potentially fall into suspect of motives as they go forward.
The floor is yours.
As you are aware, we are in pursuit of someone who stole something from the kingdom, who performed horrendous deeds both upon the kingdom of Tolvera and my own person.
Yeah, I'm familiar enough with the attacks. I was kind of holding things off on my corner of the town as well as I could.
And I fear it is all my fault.
Okay.
Fragile cheese slower.
Crunches slightly less louder on the crispy, delicious bacon. This individual that attacked the kingdom, I fear, may be more deeply connected to my own recent misfortunes than I originally realized. There was a time, some weeks ago, a new set of ruins opened up near the edge of the Lament. After the initial excavators had finished their work in assuring it was stable, it was brought to my attention that some of the room work and reliquary inside seemed to have particularly strong connotations with the summoning arts. And it was thought that perhaps I could learn something new, something interesting from this location. And so, with a little help, I delved into the ruins. Now, those who have traveled with me up until this point are no strangers to a summon of mine, Atmik. Unfortunately, he is not a summon. What we found in the ruins as we dug to its depths was a reliquary that, as translated best it could be, promised great power. On our way down to it, however, Atmik fell gravely injured due to the defense mechanisms of the ruins, because he was trying to protect me, because he loves me, and I love him more than anything in the world. And so, in the depths of those ruins, I cried out to anyone and anything, all of the stars, and whatever may lay beyond them, to save him. And the wounds that he suffered began to close. And then his body faded away. The skin, the muscle, the bones, everything vanished as if it had never been there. I don't remember much of the ensuing moments. Something washed over the area, and I felt myself falling. When I awoke, I was back in my estate in Tolvera, and my servants were praising the incredible summon that had brought me back. And as soon as I saw it, I felt it deeply, that something had transpired with my Atmik. And once the tears had dried, I discovered the severity of the situation. When I went to his home to speak to his family, they assumed something was wrong with me. They had never heard of Atmik. Nobody remembers him but me. And the only thing that I can recall from that falling darkness is that damn thing's laughter. That sound that haunts me every single night. And so I will find him on this ship or any other that might come across its path. And I will make sure that it pays for what it did to me and to the one that I love. And you should know that.
We will hunt it with you.
Thank you.
You will get your revenge. You will get whatever justice that you seek from it. Not only for you, but for the people of Tolvera that it hurt, that it killed.
Is Lysai standing at this point?
Barely.
Belfreya will stand up and put a hand on her shoulder. This was not your fault.
I can't help but feel that I let it out. That it was something that was meant to be contained, or something from a place that nobody was meant to touch. And in my sheer terror and panic, and in this place that had been so long forgotten and with so many things that probably weren't meant to be touched again, I unleashed something terrible.
You didn't do this.
I slammed my fist on the table. It is your fault. So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to make sure it never laughs again.
I'm going to offer her a hug.
She squeezes you pretty tightly, both because she appreciates the gesture and you can feel her shaking.
I'm just going to give her a big old mom hug, kind of stroke her hair a little bit, let her stay there for a minute.
Thank you.
When you feel up to it, I would love to meet him properly.
Soon.
Only when you're ready.
Bye, Remy. Remy, no! Remy, bad timing!
Sorry, the engine stalled.
I'm so shocked by the storm.
But, great breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast. So, ETA, when are we arriving at Sand Country?
Mazra. Jesus.
Holy
Jesus!
The prince had estimated that the vessel that they were working on that was stolen would reach Mazra's shores in roughly 2 weeks. When it was suggested to you by the Silva Scholar in the Crown Prince's keeping that there may be something that could catch up or even surpass that vessel, you figure that the ship you are sailing on now can at least match, if not beat, that time.
So we're at least halfway there, roughly.
And if anyone were to speak with your navigators, they can essentially confirm that.
Okay.
Also, how's Remy holding up?
He seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah,
he responds immediately if you, try to talk to him as if you were in the room.
Yeah, because I'll check on him every now and then, just make sure he's doing okay, make sure he doesn't need anything.
Yeah, he's when I say I speak with everybody during the morning, I make sure he is
included.
Definitely, yeah.
I would like to imagine, since Calabras was never very nice to him, that he just does crazy stuff, turns the light off when he walks into the room.
Trolling Calabras through his facilities. Suddenly the shower is ice cold. And then boiling hot, and then ice cold.
But then what happens if Calabras and Belfreya walk into a room together?
Nothing, of course.
I swear that damn robot's after me.
I don't blame him. You're a dick to him.
He's a monster.
You're a monster.
You're right, and I never said I wasn't.
But we love you. Broom walks by.
I mean, to be fair, does Akira doesn't know?
I remember the fact that he and I don't. He told me he was immortal. I asked him how long you've been 200.
He is a werewolf.
Yeah, he's a vampire.
Vampire.
Canonically, he's a vampire. At least the Akira's headcanon.
Do we know what vampires are?
We do now.
Nothing has come up in your recorded history of a vampire.
I've heard stories, spooky stories around campfires.
Of monstrosities that feast on blood, probably.
Yeah, and vampires... Calabras is one of them.
Look, just because he enjoys a nice dark red wine every now and again,
that seems with his to be cape extremely thick for some reason.
With his cape billowing in the wind, even though there's no wind anywhere.
Okay, also, there's no cape.
Every time. Okay, you're looking a little bit more paler than usual. What's that mark you have on your arm?
Calipers!
At night when you're asleep, he sneaks in and saps your blood off.
He tastes like glitter.
He's so delicious.
It's like cotton candy.
That'd probably be like city. Yeah.
What kind of like crafting supplies do we have on board? Like, are there dyes and stuff to work with the Verisilk?
Yeah, if you go looking for it.
Okay.
Like, around the area where Dazar's forge is, you can find pretty much any sort of crafting station you might need. Keep in mind, you are sailing on a floating palace that was designed for indefinitely long voyages. Because the whole reason, as much as you could gather from the recorded message when you found the ship, was that this ship was designed by the Enlightened so that their master could go see the world. Experience it, influence it, basically spread his wisdom across the world because they thought that highly of him. Now, whether or not that would have been a great idea in the long run for him or the rest of the world remains to be seen because he never actually got the damn thing. Because two of his kids were idiots and he left.
Little shits.
He went for cigarettes and never came back.
I want to go to Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, Akita thanks Lisai for her candor, and we'll make sure he pays.
Thank you.
if there's anything that you need from me in particular, I can't speak for the rest of the crew, but I'm sure they back up my sentiment on this. Ask of anything. I am as always your humble servant, Lady Lasai. You're not a member of my crew. I can't really. You are a guest here.
Well, she's marked as a crew member, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't think she is. I mean, I don't have her on my list.
So, actually.
No, I don't. She's not on the list.
It's not to say that she couldn't be, but I'm pretty sure we didn't actually peg something in for her, and that's how I've been going with it.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So she is essentially a guest at the moment, but she's not demanding special treatment. She stays in the same sort of quarters as everyone else. She eats the same food. She brought you really fancy wine to share.
Yay, fancy wine.
Was it thick and red and...
That damn cloak again!
It had a bit of a coppery aftertaste to it.
There we go.
Where's that cloak kid coming from? Valfraya, why do you keep giving him a cloak randomly?
I'm not doing it. I thought you were doing it.
I mean, in reality,
it's coming from.
In reality, there's a little peregrine falcon underneath it.
Just flapping away.
Flies away when she's noticed.
Leave Amy out of this.
Her second alternate form is cape.
So going to start trying to work in some crafting time amongst everything else.
Should be easy enough. I mean, because especially once you've cataloged everything on the ship, you don't really need to recatalog it so much because you can simply ask Ravi, you know, what are the meat stores looking like? What are the water stores looking like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is X crop in the greenhouse growing? She can get you pretty much any information that you need regarding anything on the ship, pretty much.
Nice.
I'm going to go around to, like, since I pay more attention to the smart people, for lack of a better term, I'm actually going to go over to the training area and see how. I'm going to go to Sadie. I'm going to ask Sadie to come with me.
Sure.
And I go down to the dojo, and I also grab It says, I know he's busy, as I point across the table because people can see me. I know Calabras is busy. I actually go grab Laris and Kasim and Amy. And
what's a Kasim? You have no idea what a Kasim is.
I thought he was this a really dirty dude.
I haven't gotten there yet. I have a plan.
Oh.
Don't worry. I got
this. That was just the first one I forgot to write down.
So yeah,
oh, yeah.
You can grab other people,
yeah.
But not redacted.
Okay. I grab Sadie and Laris and bring them down to the dojo.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
I've learned I can't take a hit very well.
Punch me until my skin thickens.
I would like to learn how to better, probably not take a hit, but...
Not get hit?
Not get hit. Teach me how to dodge a little bit better.
We've got the two rival schools going on now.
The Calabras school of hitting things.
You know there's an easy way to do that, right? If you see something coming at you, you move.
Two-hand waves at you. Come on.
When they walk into the dojo, Fraggle's going to be in there.
Okay.
That's surprising.
Fraggle lives in the dojo pretty much.
And it's his home. It's where he's comfortable. It is his den.
He's like, okay. He just like double waves at him. Come on.
Fraggle puts down his real sword, picks up a training sword.
I appreciate it.
Are we in there or are we doing something else?
Fuck it, we'll be in there.
No, I thought she was doing...
I'm doing a lot of things right now.
She's all over the place.
I'm all over the place, but one of the things she has been doing consistently is training time. But that's not like spending all day like Fraggle is. That's spending like an hour or two dedicated training and then going to do other things.
So, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Visitors.
Welcome to Fraggle's Dojo.
And as you walk in, you hear Akira, yeah, I want you to hit me.
As Calabras just
Calabras stops and just looks at Calabras.
What's the defense again?
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to me?
You and Ivar, yeah.
We've already established Laris, that when I hit you, you fall to the ground.
Laris, not Ivar. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I figured.
All right.
Yeah,
I may not know much about the war, but I do know my fighting.
I want to be able to. Perfect. Like I want to. Like I'm not gonna. I know I'm not gonna be able to have you guys train me to take more hits, but
catch. I'm literally gonna throw the training sword at him.
Okay, make a might check.
Oh no, not might. No, wouldn't it be agility?
Well, are you like aiming at him, or are you just chucking it at him?
I'm aiming at him. Like,
or no, it's not like throw. You're not trying to throw the sword at me. You're like tossing it to me to catch.
Yeah,
right?
Tossing it to.
Okay, so it would probably agility. Be me rolling in it. It would probably be me rolling an agility roll.
I mean,
right?
Both of you.
No, me, because I gotta make sure I go like this and not like this, like the pen that he threw last night.
So yeah, because Fraggle has to aim and Akira has to catch. So
I mean, it wouldn't be the first
roll?
Time he's caught.
So that one goes away. 17.
26.
I see Fraggle actually tossing this really nice, really gently, and Akira just fucking bumbling.
Like, smack right in the face.
Yeah, it's a kind of, I got it! And he's holding it by the blade.
By the blade, yeah.
And Fraggle is like... Oh.
He immediately recognizes it. He's like, okay.
We've got a long way to go.
Wilfred just kind of laughs and goes back to her own drills.
This is going to take a while. I am so glad I gave you a training sword.
Not a
real one. Lesson one, pointy end goes in the bad guy.
First, for the record, I know how to hold a blade. He actually has a dagger on him at all times. Like,
oh,
I know
that puny thing?
Nice knife.
It gets the job done.
Here's your knife, sword, whatever.
Okay, Fraggle picks up the trainer, the other trainer's sword. Okay, first, you want to have your stance. Far apart, shoulder width. Okay,
but now... you just to let it hit you, just...
Just let it.
Just let it roll off.
Okay. Now hold out your sword. Grip it. Okay. Now.
No, he's definitely a one-handed person. Like,
oh. Okay, at this point,
but he threw you a two-handed sword. Oh.
CJ, what is Akira's stance? Describe it to me.
I mean, it's exactly, yes, it's the Captain Morgan pose on the Captain Morgan bottle. Just
did like, you create like a
so
barrel
at
to put
this
your
point,
foot on?
At this point,
if you can create capes, I can create barrels, whatever I need them.
Sadie walks over seeing this and literally just kind of goes,
I mean, it's sloppy.
Akira, and watches him fall. I guess. Not even hard, just light enough. Especially if he's doing what you just said, you're on one friggin' foot.
No. It's actually, like, it's not stable like Fraggles is, but it's definitely, like, he's listening. Like, he's not...
He's trying to listen, and Sadie comes
okay,
over.
Okay,
so it's more
not
like...
the strongest
it's,
stance.
It's very loose. Like, his elbows are really, like, loose and not locked into place.
Okay.
And, like...
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly. Very spaghetti
arms. I'm
going to
go
like,
half force and just hit the blade, like...
Jesus.
I'm going to swing at the blade and just, like... Let him feel... like what a half strength blow is, like. And
but it's
see
a half
what...
strength blow from a bear. Hey, Akira, your dream, you're getting blown by a bear.
No, just so he can feel like
yeah.
This is what a. Because half strength me, a frag bull is probably like a normal bull. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
Where'd it go?
If you're going full, you're at what, 7 on Mike?
That one was a
yes.
6.
So that'd be, it'd still be, what, a 3 technically? So 1d8 if you're going half strength.
Okay.
And wouldn't you just roll the whole
that's
thing
another...
and cut it in half?
I mean, that's probably, yeah, it's
yeah,
2.
Roll the whole thing, cut it in half.
Yeah. And just remember your crazy ass advantage bullshit.
13. Roll a 1, so.
Oh.
15.
So.
7?
That's 14. 1 plus 4 is 5 plus 9 is 14.
Okay.
So 7.
14.
7.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh. He sees you coming at him and, like, he instinctively just backs up.
Don't
fall
flinching.
So what
roll?
Just happened?
Well, no, my guard is 13.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So like, just instinctively, he's like, he knows what you're doing, is still just like flinches back, like.
Oh no no no! You have to take the hit. You have to know what it feels when another sword, when two swords meet.
You okay?
Okay. Now so can he purposely take the hit?
I mean, he can. Effectively choose not to defend against it, I suppose.
No.
I want him to actually brace for it and feel the hit.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, especially since using training swords, I think it's pretty easy to say that, you know,
yeah.
You're not fighting for actual damage right
yeah.
now.
We're basically tabletop ruling this as subdue damage.
Pretty much, yeah. Like,
no.
You're basically making it sting.
Huh?
Those are
D12s.
D10s, yeah.
No, those are D12s.
Those are 12s.
Thank you.
What was that? You're taking her back to school.
No, that one.
So what was 0 on it? Looks
you
like
can,
this.
You can do the D100s too, and just
these are brand new dice.
It.
Okay.
Yes, that changes the numbers on them.
Sorry, I haven't had to use physical dice in a while.
Sorry, my dead die actually has 10 numbers on it.
Oh no.
16
looks like
18.
Yeah, that one absolutely. Well, it was like, is that cut in half? Or are you going full? Are you going
well,
full
no, no,
bear
no.
this time?
I'm
are
not,
you bearing down on me this time?
Yeah.
No. I don't want to go.
Felix.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to go full. So he
doesn't
want to
make it too grisly. Come on.
I mean, thankfully, like it was an 18.
Yeah.
So yeah, it hits me for 5.
No,
like,
no.
If we're taking damage, like it would still hit. Like so. You,
no,
he's
no,
like,
I'm, like Josh is saying. I'm not trying to do damage. I'm
yeah,
trying to
but
hit
like
the
it's
blade.
Still just...
I'm attacking the blade, not
right. Him. Yeah,
yeah.
It definitely hits. It basically makes his palm sting. Like
yeah.
Okay. You see,
okay.
That is a hit of two swords. That is the feeling of two swords.
Chan chan bada chan bada bada.
Okay. He Are there any, like...
Whew, okay.
Thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Is there a sword training post? Like, one where he can, like...
Hit things.
Where
oh, like, can a, hit... like a training dummy? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now do 100 of those on this training dummy.
All right, Jesus.
3 hours later.
16.
I can't feel my arm.
13.
No.
Literally 3 hours later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
okay.
The general teaching his student in an hour actually teaches his student in an hour.
I didn't want to teach. Yeah. I know how to shoot. I want to. Like,
yeah, we're being like super disciplined and like kind of glancing over there occasionally.
Like, I just hit shit for a while.
Captain, sir.
You know, she's trying really hard to not look over there when she's actually doing something.
No.
This one would like to know like, there are some rather vicious clouds on the horizon, sir.
Josh, like, while he's doing that, I'm actually watching him and, like...
Well, yeah,
and I'm but using the training sword to, like, widen his stance.
Correct the stance.
To correct him.
All right.
You've got, like, the... Okay, you're, like, smacking him.
He kind of... He,
Like the old Russian dancer. 1, 2, 3.
Well,
as he gets that, he holds up his hand and goes, stop.
Hammer time.
he heals him. He grabs himself real quick. Or he heals himself real quick.
Whoa.
He goes,
if that's what helps him recover, far be it for me to say.
Lay on hands!
So that gives that whole new meaning.
he heals himself up really quick. He's like, alright, we have some pretty nasty clouds on the horizon, so we should probably make sure that everything is locked down and we need to assume our stations. He looks at Calabras. He goes, "That means even you."
I go on the swimming station.
It's one thing where it's like, you know, he's joking around. All of a sudden, he's like, "Issue yours." I go, "All right."
And at that point, me and Belfry are like,
we're already putting our equipment away.
At that point, he's like, he gets on. He goes, "Open communication to everybody on ship," and issues the order. He goes, "We have some pretty nasty clouds incoming. Everybody, assume their stations."
Mm-hmm.
Captain going on deck.
Fraggle takes the training swords and just puts them back on the rag.
He pats you on the shoulder and goes, thank you. And he looks at Sadie and goes, it's the last time I asked you for help and you passed me off to Fraggle.
You walked in asking for him to hit you.
I spent 3 hours hitting things, but that's
I'll
beside
hit you
the point.
For free.
I can hit you right now if it makes you feel better, boss.
Yeah, everyone gets up on deck, gets to their positions, and you can see what Bizlan is talking about.
Yeah.
There are some Florida-worthy clouds approaching rather quickly because, again, this boat fast.
Oh, my. All right.
And, it looks like the seas are getting a little on the rough side coming up. And Robbie's just kind of perched there in the air. Oh, this will be fun.
What do we need to do?
Oh, nothing. This little sprinkle. Just you watch and see what I can do.
Should we at least get inside?
Oh, no, the ship has shielding.
Oh.
Of course it does.
You're a marvel, my dear.
I know.
I swear to God, Josh, if this damn thing transforms.
It is literally just this.
Just running through the way.
Video bits on an audio podcast, but it's literally just this that we have here. That's the ship. It was Remy, now it's just the ship.
It's both.
Our Remy token is a Transformers figure.
It's both.
It's what I had on hand, and it's roughly a close to the right square size for the battle map.
Fair.
Kasim, make me a perception check.
Oh, boy.
That's a really loud light.
It's not the light, it's the speaker system.
14.
You manage to spot from the piece of wreckage that you're clinging desperately to a ship rapidly approaching your location. It is far faster than any ship you have ever seen in your time serving in various vessels across the trade channels. And as it draws closer, you realize that it's even of a make you've never seen before. The sails themselves appear to be made out of pure light, held in place by like golden roping. And it's almost distractingly beautiful, and approaching so quickly, you realize you don't have time to warn them.
Do I have time to even react aside from seeing it if it's moving that fast?
You figure maybe, if you muster every last dreg of strength you have, you might be able to leap on it as it's sailing past.
How high does this dude leap?
I mean, jump checks are weird.
We're plowing through the storm, and all of a sudden we just hear smack.
I'm gonna make a perception check to see if I can spot him. Somebody give me advantage somehow. CJ, bolster me.
I'm bolstering Bislin on the perception.
Bolster me.
Wait, I can save him.
Seen it?
Yeah, dude up there should be looking.
I'll make a perception check as well, just to look around the area.
Somebody that's better at perception than me make perception.
What's your perception?
The guy whose job it is.
Okay.
Absolutely. Oh, that's not going to be good.
So,
yeah, 4.
Yeah, ooh. For perception 4, so 1d10.
Captain.
Yes.
Sislin is reporting that there is someone on ship wreckage ahead.
I asked, where is he at?
They give you rough estimate of coordinates.
I take flight.
Josh, I wrote perception as Fragul.
I should hope you're not rolling perception as anyone else.
Yeah, but I got a 19 and a 10.
Okay. 29. So that's 29.
You get to roll another 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 35.
35. Do I see anything else?
The water in the immediate area is exceptionally dark for this time of day, especially for the storm clouds above.
Slow down.
So as I'm flying, I'm going to fly by and pick up.
Do you have boon focus for flight, or is
no? I have actual flying.
He doesn't get his feet.
Oh,
he gave himself a fly speed. Because that's the thing Open Legend allows you to do.
So like smoky, like cloak.
Wings. Cloak of Darkness wings.
Float down and pick him up.
Slow down the ship.
This man in rather sinister-looking armor with wings made of night swoops down upon you.
Were you in armor?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, training in full armor. Good lord.
I mean, to be
Calibras, what the hell?
I kind of see him coming, but he jumped off the ship, and I'm like, this ship is
you know what? Breaking. This can't be worse than drowning to death.
Yeah. So... And I can, if something happens, I can just fight him. So let's do it.
So, mid-air combat with the person that's trying to rescue you.
So I scoop him up, and eventually, when I get close to the ship, I just throw him overboard. A little rough, but yeah, we'll be fine.
First thought,
don't hit me with him because I was standing at the edge watching you.
I'm not going to hit you with him.
Can I try and catch him?
Hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
You can go ahead and try.
Hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
As you throw him, Fred was going to go and try and catch him.
Why are we throwing people?
I'm like tossing, like light tossing, not even like a throw.
Well, yeah, but either he's going to hit the deck or...
He'll be fine. Tuck and roll, tuck
and
roll.
I mean, I survived because Calibras threw me.
See?
So would that be might or agility?
God damn it.
Since you're trying to catch someone, I'd argue it's agility. Since it's a feat of dexterity. If you were trying to throw him, that'd be might, but...
Nine.
You do not catch him.
I hit Frogul with his.
And I assume it'd be an agility check as well for being thrown and trying to adapt.
Yeah, hold your blades up to the side like this.
I feel like, can he try to roll and like land on his
feet? Yeah, 18, a 3, and an 8.
29 for agility.
Yeah, I mean that'll let you tuck and roll pretty easy.
It's like throwing a cat
back into Fragul and then roll and get up.
You see a guy who has wings of night and then a giant ass bear like I catch you.
Right.
that so, fails to catch you.
Assuming that this is roughly the deck, where is everyone standing at this point?
Where's the edge?
Flying on the edge.
This is the... Well, we'll say that this is the... And I apologize for my sudden increase in volume. I'm literally right above our microphone. This is where the stairs leading up to deck and essentially the hub for the wheelhouse, the captain's chambers, everything like that currently is.
I am actively flying on the side of the ship.
Yeah, because I was on the edge of the ship like this way, so wherever that is where I'm going to be.
And we'll be right here on the side.
We'll say edge of the ship is right about here.
Okay, so you were with Akira?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like right in the middle of the...
Actually, probably facing this way now, because what the fuck?
You saw me throw a dude.
Yeah, I kind of like watch him go past and then look at you.
You just happen to see somebody fly right over top of you.
People duking!
And immediately Akira goes over to him. Friend, are you alright? I apologize for your rough treatments.
You know that they are very right now at this moment in a very terrible predicament. Do you choose to say anything in the next couple of seconds?
Sure, why not? They did just save my life from whatever was coming.
So what do you...
Do I roll something, or...?
I mean, you... Basically, the ship that you were on was absolutely decimated by something, and you can kind of figure that it's about to repeat itself, probably.
Okay. So, my ship just got imploded by something.
And then our ship gets imploded by something.
The fuck is that?!
Oh no.
That is a rough estimation of... Let me pull up the picture and then pivot the recording.
Pivot!
I was joking when I said dump all of those on the map.
Pivot!
As you see rising from the waves...
Oh, Jesus! Holy fuck!
Oh!
So we go from that Eldritch McEvil shit to literally Cthulhu, you guys!
Do I know what this is?
Ram the ship into it?
You can...
It's on the ship.
No, I mean, it's literally right in front of the ship.
No.
The ship almost runs into it before it sort of lurches to a halt.
Ursula, this shit.
Maybe accidentally a Cthulhu.
Oops.
Oh, darn, we impaled it. You can tell just by looking at it, you're seeing a lot of squid tendril, a lot of crab claw, chitinous armor from crabs, a few shark fins and teeth. This thing is an absolute horrific-looking mess of a... gigantic monstrosity.
Right, so
it towers over the ship a little.
Can I roll learning to try and identify it?
You can try, but you also need to roll me initiative.
Okay. I think we should just do that instead of learning it.
Well, no, because if she knows something... If I know something about it, which one do you want first?
Just roll whichever you want.
Did
first.
Sylvia actually make 19. It out of her...
Yeah, probably not.
She probably doesn't even realize anything is
happening.
Yeah, okay. Josh, quick question for you. Well-rounded, does that mean I get initiative?
I believe it's specifically on non-combatant stuff.
Okay.
Because there's not
want the
feats that,
38.
There's specifically feats that give you advantage on initiative.
31.
Why?
Okay, so you said 38?
25.
What's your...
Felix, you said 38?
Yeah.
And 35?
31 for Velfraya.
Wait, is it plus agility or is it...
It's agility unless you have something else.
Okay, so I don't add the 1d8. Right? It's not an agility roll.
It should say...
Yeah, no, you still get your agility modifier. But you're not like... Like, I have well-rounded, so anything under a 2, I get advantage on. But it's non-combat and initiative is a combat roll.
Yep. But you get you get advantage on it because of your thingy, right?
So I roll 2d20, not a d20 plus 2d8.
You roll your normal initiative.
Do you have 2d8 from agility?
I have 1d8 from an agility.
So it would be 2d8.
Okay, so I did roll. So I did get 38.
Okay.
Okay.
But you only take the highest d8. You don't take both.
Okay,
of them.
So my D8 exploded, and then I rolled a 6. So 19 plus
8. Plus so that'd be 27. Well, if it exploded, that's a different scenario entirely. Did you roll 2d8 to begin with?
Yeah. No, I rolled 2d8 with the advantage. That's what they're doing. So that's why I added the extra d8.
Okay. I'm confusing myself at this point.
Well, it was an 8 and a 6, and I'm assuming I dropped the 5.
Yes.
That I rolled. Okay, yeah. So that's 33.
Okay, so 33.
21.
You said you got 25? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get it all in numerical order.
I'm going next week. 18? Okay. Oh, jeez, no. She's going next week.
What is that?
It's an 8. Oof.
And what did you get wrong?
21.
Okay. So.
Now, just out of morbid curiosity, I did roll a 20 on learning.
Yeah, I have a 17 on learning. Because I'm guessing this is not in my wheelhouse. This is general learning, not expert.
The only thing you can figure is with the complete mishmash of pieces of it you're seeing, it may be related to the stuff that attacked Tolvera.
Huh.
But when you, because remember those things, whatever they got hit by, they took into themselves.
It's a vampire.
This is in the middle of the ocean. What's in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, so the.
It's a vampire squid!
That thing probably corrupted the ocean life to our nearest educated guess.
That's about right.
All right. So while Josh is doing that, we are going to take a quick break here. We will begin this combat officially next time right here on Exploding Dice. If you want to email the show, you can do so at show@geek-io.net. You can support the show and everything that we do by going over to patreon.com/geek-io. For all of us here and for all of Dragon Con, we will see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek-io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?